Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
If you're looking for the real life topics, hottest music from the indie to underground and the mainstream, and you just want that real talk, you need to tune in each and every week to Man Made Radio, Live in the Mischief, with my homegirl, Anime, DJ Bedtime 357 co-signing it, the Uncrowned King of New York, and you know if I'm tuned in, then it gotta be the realest ish on radio. That's right.
Hey everybody, welcome to Man Made Radio. Of course, I am your host, Anime Eat the Cake. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Anime. That is A-N-A-H-M-A-E. You can also hit up our phone lines at 347-637-2685. As you know, we're live in the Mischief here on Man Made Radio. You can also catch the show live each and every Sunday via blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio. And today we are discussing HIV and AIDS awareness in the episode that is entitled Living to Die, Dying to Live, AIDS Awareness. First, I'd just like to wish you guys a happy new year. This is the first show that we're doing live in 2015. So welcome. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being loyal listeners. I greatly appreciate all of your feedback, all of your listens. Any of you who are just joining me for the first time, welcome. So let's jump right into things. I'm going to actually hit you guys with the facts. We're going to start off with some facts. Now, the CDC states that 1.2 million people in the United States are living with an HIV infection. That's a lot of people. I felt it was very important to do this show. Those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis may already know that. That is one thing that we pride ourselves on here on Man Made Radio. We don't like to gossip. We don't like to talk about who's sleeping with who or who did this or did that. I mean, we like to talk about things that matter. So, being that it's the beginning of the year, we want to start off things right. I know some of you out there have some New Year's resolutions. Some of you may have already gave up on those. Some of you may still be working on your New Year's resolutions. Nonetheless, we want to give you something else to strive for 2015, and that is being STD-free and practicing safe sex and getting yourself tested. That is one of the messages that we want to push with this episode. And they say that almost 1 in 7 people do not even know that they're infected. That's also a large number. So we want to stress to you how important it is to get tested, to know your status, to push your friends and family members and your partners, of course, to get tested, know their status as well. Now, they say, and this is also according to the CDC, that men who sleep with other men are the most seriously affected by this virus. And comes as no surprise, guess whose race is at the top of the list as the most burden? Yeah, you guessed it, African Americans. In 2012, 47,000 people were diagnosed with HIV, and approximately 27,928 of those people had AIDS. Now, overall, there's about 1,170,989 people in the United States that have been diagnosed with AIDS. Think about that. Think about those numbers that I have just given you. I know it's probably a little hard to process, but think about, let me give you another figure. What I just gave you was from 2012. I said that overall about 1,170,989 people have been diagnosed with AIDS. Mind you, I said AIDS. I did not say HIV. Those of you may or may not know that AIDS is actually the later stage of HIV. It is actually the stage that is the most severe, and most people carrying this HIV virus will do anything in their power to not have to reach that AIDS status. very, very, very deep stuff that we're talking about here. In 2012, there was 313.9 million in the population. So just think about that. 313 million in the population, and we're saying that a million people were diagnosed with AIDS. That's a large figure, people. I want you to understand how serious this is, because we do live in a society where we think, oh, this can never happen to me. Oh, I trust the people that I deal with, or whatever the case may be. And I want to ask you guys, do you really trust your partner? Do you really? Can you 100% say that no matter what this person does or says, for that matter, your trust and your faith in them is 100%, and you don't have to worry about anything coming back to haunt you? Now, I'm going to go on a limb and say, I don't trust not a damn soul. I don't trust nobody, not my mama, daddy, cousin, nobody. So I'm not going to sit up here and trust my life in a stranger's hands, but that's just me. I mean, with that being said, think about how sexually driven the society is that we live in. We're talking about HIV and AIDS, which some of you may feel that that is a little far-fetched for you to have. I mean, let's be realistic. How easy is it for you to get an STD? I mean, gonorrhea, chlamydia, how easy is it to contract something such as one of those? Think about it. I mean, we live in a sexually driven society where we're interested in having threesomes, we're interested in one-night stands, casual sex. I mean, anything goes in this society, and that's not to pass judgment on anyone's decisions, but we're just being honest here, and that's what we're, you know, live in the mischief here on Man Made Radio. That's what we like to do. We don't sugarcoat nothing. You want something sugarcoated, I suggest you take your ass to the candy store. I'm just saying. Think about it. Everywhere you turn, we're talking about sex. It's in our music. It's in our movies. It's on TV. It's online. It's in our workplace. It's even in our schools. Now, let me be a little bit more specific when I say that it's in our schools, because I don't want any of the parents freaking out. Well, even when I was in school, there was sex education. When my parents were in school, even, there was sex education. I'm sure that a lot of you have children, school-age children, that have went through similar sex education programs. Now, the main focus in a lot of these programs is abstinence, but let's just be honest. A lot of our teens aren't practicing abstinence. I hate to bust your bubble out there, and I hate to say that your precious teen son or daughter is having sex, which I'm not implying that. I'm just saying that 100% of our high school students aren't virgins. That's all I'm getting at. And I'm just also saying that we live in a sexually driven society where everywhere you turn, sex is right there staring at you. It's almost hard to even monitor what your children are watching on TV, because it's just, it's out there. It's out there for the world to see. I mean, there's really no edited or no censored television anymore. We're cursing, we're displaying homosexual activity on TV, and it doesn't even have to be anything that's happening after midnight. I mean, now we're talking about primetime television that this stuff is on, and we're all being exposed to it, both consciously and subconsciously, and that's something to pay attention to, because we're not always the main influence in our children's lives. So we do want to make sure that, you know, we are practicing what we preach so that we can teach the younger generations to also practice what they preach and be careful in the decisions that they're making. Now, I mentioned earlier that the MSM, as the CDC refers to the this group of people, but really all that means is a gay or a bisexual man, or in general men who sleep with men, are among the most affected. And that is saying a lot. I just named how sexually exposed we are. I think that how exposed we are to homosexual activity also goes, you know, to say a lot. When I first started the show, I did an interview with a young man by the name of Tarad, and we talked about how uncomfortable it was for him as a gay man to come out of the closet because, as he stated, in the black community, we're not as accepting as a gay man as some of the other cultures or communities. Now, that's saying a lot, because then what we run into this bisexual community, or excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say this down-low community who are sleeping with both men and women, and they're doing so because they are afraid to profess what their true sexuality is and what they would rather be living their life, you know, their lives as. They're afraid to express that because of the scrutiny that they face and the rejection that they face from friends and family members. Now, that is something that we need to pay attention to. And as a society, both as a community and as a society, and I say as a community because I'm really just speaking to black people, African Americans. I don't want to make this a racial, it is not. But I would like to say, while I have your ear here on Man Made Radio, please, if you know anyone that's a friend or a family member, anyone that you are associated with that you believe may be homosexual, bisexual, whatever the case may be, do not make that person feel like an outcast. I do feel like we have the tendency to make people feel like an outcast because of their sexual preference. And all that does is create a danger within our community, because if I am a man who likes to sleep with other men, and I'm sleeping with women just because I want to keep a certain status, I am now not only putting myself and my male partner at risk, I would also be putting this female partner at risk, someone who is an innocent body in the situation and really is just there as a placeholder to fulfill someone's status. And that's when it gets a little dangerous, because there are a lot of cases where women are exposed to the HIV or the AIDS virus, and it comes from a man that they were sleeping with who they did not know was sexually active with men as well as women. I know that's a mouthful, but I just kind of want you guys to let that marinate a little bit. And I want to pose a question to you. Remember, you can join in on the show anytime, 347-637-2685, live in the mission here on Man Made Radio. I want to pose a question to you. I want to know, how important is getting tested to you? I mean, are you married? You guys been together for 20 years and you have unprotected sex, have 3 kids together? It's not on your mind. Do you get tested with every new partner that you get? Do you have a partner that makes you afraid and you just want to get tested even though you're only sleeping with this one partner? I just want to know, how important is getting tested to you? And have you ever thought about it if you've never been tested? Maybe this is something that we need to make a social norm, just like it's important to some of you guys to go out there and buy the new J's. When you go out there to buy the new J's and stand in a long-ass line, why don't you make an appointment to go to the clinic as well? I'm just saying, and I hate to make it so simplistic, but I just have to stress how important it is, especially among people who are out there living this fast lifestyle, unprotected sex, multiple baby parents, you know, just basically living life to the fullest without a care. And I would like to stress to them how important this is and make them aware that, yes, this can't happen to you. This can't happen to you. You're not exempt. Now, not to say that anything is wrong with homosexual behavior. I want to stress that, because I know a lot of times when you're saying that they're the most high risk, or that a lot of this is being caused by this group of people, things can get misconstrued. So let's just start with saying that we're not pointing the finger at any particular group. But I do want to point out how exposed we are. Think about if you are a strict Christian household and you believe in the Bible wholeheartedly, you want to raise a straight young man, so on and so forth. Well, then you got all this stuff that's on TV that's teaching him or showing him that it's okay to stray away from what he's been brought up to know and believe in his household. I mean, like I said earlier, it's all what we're all based on what we're exposed to. It's in our music, it's in our sports even, it's in our movies, TV, I mean, basically everywhere. We can't escape it. And that's a whole lot of stimulation to set you up for a lot of things. Now, according to the CDC, once again, in 2007, 35% of U.S. students in high school were sexually active. 47.8% reported to have had sexual intercourse. I wanted to give you those figures because, like I said earlier in the show, we are not going to sit here and be naive and pretend that all high school students are virgins. They've never been sexually active, never thought about it. It's 2015 now. We have to be more realistic with ourselves. And we are living in an anything-goes society where, like I mentioned earlier, girl-on-girl, guy-on-guy, we have the down-low community. With the high number of STDs being reported, we are more susceptible to AIDS than we know. Think about that. Unprotected sex can enable you to contract HIV, and we always think it can never happen to me. I'm going to take a break for a moment, but I want you guys to know, protect yourself, educate yourself, and know that this can happen to you. I can't stress this enough. Be careful, because once it is too late, it is too late. We're going to take a small break here. We're going to get into some music. This one is from Lil Wayne featuring Lloyd, Pusha.
Real
quick,
Boys don't kill her, she's my pusher, she's my killer. Yeah, it's the Lloyd don't kill her, she's my pusher, she's my killer.
And love the drugs, then this for the lovers. One time for the
boys in the streets with it. But me and Shawty, we be hustling in the streets with it. She selling up fire. And only when the drugs are done, I feel like dying. She dope, she bad. I think I'ma have to go to rehab.